Welcome to Conversations with Community Managers, a podcast series with actual community managers from a variety of industries. On this podcast, we peel back the hype and get into how-to discussions that uncover community and social media management best practices. Conversations with Community Managers is a co-production of the Community Roundtable and Voce Communications. This is Doug Haslam from Voce Communications.
And Jim Storer from the Community Roundtable.
And with us is Ryan Paugh of Brazen Careerists. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Doug. Thanks for having me.
So one thing I wanted to do first was have you introduce yourself a bit, yourself and Brazen Careerists, so people can make sure they have an idea of what your company is and how you relate to the concept of community management.
Sure, absolutely. So first I'll do the me portion, which is, of course, I'm Ryan Paugh, and I'm the co-founder and director of community at BrazenCareerists.com. We started Brazen Careerists going on 2.5 years ago. It feels like a lot longer now that I think about it. But it was 2.5 years ago, going on 3 now. And we started it as a place where Gen Y professionals could have a voice online. At the time, there were a lot of people talking about Gen Y, talking about SMAC, saying they were difficult to work with, a lot of stereotypes flying around. And we decided to start one of the first career blogs for Generation Y. It was called Employee Evolution. And through that blog, me and Ryan Healy, my partner in crime over there, met Penelope Trunk. And Penelope had this great brand called The Brazen Careerist. She had written a book and a very popular blog and syndicated column. She wanted to turn her brand into something bigger. So we teamed up with our idea to build a Gen Y community online and used her brand, which was already very powerful, to establish herself. And from there, Brazen Careerist was born. It started off as blog aggregator with 50 plus really great Gen Y career bloggers, and from there we realized that the need was a lot bigger, so we turned it into a social network. And today, if you go to Brazen Careerists, what you'll find is a combination of networks for career-minded people in specific geographies, industries, interests, etc. And you also find a lot of people contributing really great blog content around the topics that they're really interested in. And the whole idea is that for young people, we're just getting out of college, looking for a job. Experience is not something that they have, but they have ideas and they have potential. So what we try to tell people on Brazen is that ideas are your resume. And through sharing those on Brazen Careerist through your social resume, you can really get a leg up against the other competition out there when you're looking for jobs.
So one of the things, and as we talk to community managers, a lot of community managers are managing communities where that isn't really their product. And in your case, the community really is, in essence, the product. Would you agree with that? Do you find that that's, in not knowing what your background in community before Brazen Careerists was, do you find that that's kind of a different challenge than other community managers might have?
You know what? I don't. I think it's the same thing. I think that when you're building a community, it's hard to really create that feeling and that essence online unless you put the product aside for a minute and think about the members, think about the people that use your product or your service. One of the biggest mistakes that I see from companies that are trying to create community around a product is that they focus too much on the product and they don't focus on the person. What people really want is to interact with the brand. They want to have conversations with people that work there. They want to know that you're thinking about what they're thinking about and that you have answers. They want to know that you're a thought leader so that beyond the actual tangible product that they offer, they're also getting some other added value from you. And that's what's going to create the essence of community, not the product itself.
That's a really great point. And, I'm wondering if you'd kind of elaborate on the members themselves. You said you're focused on Gen Y and you're really focusing on that area. I'm wondering about the tone. Do you use a specific tone, or are you cognizant of
specific tone for Gen Y?
Correct.
It's something that I don't think about knowingly, but I think that's because I'm a member of Generation Y. So for me, it's probably a natural fit for when I'm talking to members of our community. I'm talking to them the way they want to be talked to. And it's funny because, that I talk to older members of our community because, Brave and Chris isn't exclusively for Gen Y, and they also really do relate to me, and they like my tone because they can tell that I'm coming from a young, energetic place. And I think that it's really important that you think about the community that you're managing and think about the tone. Yes, I mean, I don't do it knowingly because I feel like I am a part of that group, but if you're managing a community that is not like you, you're going to want to think about the way you're talking to them a lot. You know, it's really important. To me, it comes natural. I probably take that for granted, but I feel like that's probably a problem that some communities have when they hire community managers that don't really belong in that community subset. And maybe that's a problem in itself. Maybe companies shouldn't be hiring community managers that don't fit into that community. That's probably a problem.
I think that's a good point. A lot of times it's important to have a passion for whatever you're managing in a community mindset. So, good point.
Right. Like, if you're a really bad cook, don't manage a food community. You know, like, yeah, I mean, it should be one of the qualifications to get that job that you're passionate about topic.
Coming off the concept of tone and being a part of the community, so you're self-identified, Brazen Carreras, as a largely Generation Y. I say largely just because I signed up as a member and I'm a little bit older, in that you're part of Generation Y. Now, I guess when you're talking about brand voice, do you find any conflicts there? For example, Penelope is part of my generation, and she certainly pays attention to Generation Y issues, but do you ever see any disconnects with people wondering, well, we would just want to talk amongst ourselves because we're Generation Y and that's how it's been identified, and we don't want to see, you know, like people who are outside the community out there, or people hungering for the knowledge and those outside voices, not necessarily Penelope, but some of the authors you bring in, for example, who are definitely outside the age demographic, that, a hunger or a thirst for the knowledge and experience that those people bring into the voice. And how does that mix into the general, I guess, to keep with this word, tone of the community?
Yeah, so with Brazen Carreras, I think that our audience, which you're right, would be primarily Gen Y, is really thirsty to connect with older peers, people that have more experience, people that might want to be their mentors, to coach them, to teach them, to give them a job even. So as far as that, you know, that feeling of whether or not you're welcome as an Xer or a boomer, whatever, I think most people are welcome with open arms. As long as you're sharing ideas, you're insightful, people seem to be really responsive to that. And we do our best to include everybody. I think that, you know, the Gen Y essence of Brazen is really just our niche. It's what separates us from another career network. And that's important to have because there's so many up there. I think a new one pops up every day. But to exclude older people from our network would actually hurt us, because one of the number one things that young professionals need, like me, is mentorship and guidance. So, you know, to deal with the fact that they're lost in their careers right now, the best way to learn is from example and from older peers that are online and really want to help.
You mentioned earlier about blog posts and members sharing content like that. Is a lot of that coming from outside the actual community? So basically to say some off-domain content that you're mixing in with the conversations and the forums that are going on the site. Do you find it's easy to, I guess that's the first question, and if so, do you find that easy to mix in, or are there challenges there as far as where you want to keep the conversations?
Well, we break things up in a pretty organized way on Brazen Carreras. There's a featured post section where we highlight the best content from our community who is blogging elsewhere on their blogs. We don't want to take their brands. We want to be an extension of who they are online. So we've pulled the best content. You know, bloggers also have the opportunity to syndicate their full feeds. Those appear in every single fan feed. That's people who follow them on Brazen Carreras. Get all that content. It's organized because it's in that new sort of vertical feed format, like a Twitter thing or a Facebook thing, where all the information shows up in a different way. So if you're having conversations on a network on the site, it's clear that that's from a network. And if you're just purely feeding in a blog post, it's clear that you're doing that as well. And, you know, sometimes for people it's like information overload. But I think we have a really tech-savvy community. If you have a real tech-savvy community, you can't be afraid to experiment with new things and offer them new, new tools because they're early adopters, and that's what early adopters want. They want to see that you're trying new things all the time. If you have a more conservative, for instance, you may want to, you know, limit those things and take it slow and make sure there's more instruction and more guidance, more organization, because that's what they need. It just depends on your community and how comfortable they are with technology.
You know, you're starting to get into the tip segment of the podcast, and I've got a question about member engagement, which is on the minds of every single community manager out there. And I guess I'm wondering if you have tips or you have some ideas on how to keep members engaged.
Sure. I'm a big advocate of community leadership and reaching out to people at a grassroots level, one-to-one, building relationships with your core audience. So when someone is really just kicking ass on the site, you want to reach out to them personally and get to know them so that they continue to act as a community leader, so they're special, and so they become ambassadors for you. Because as your community scales, it gets harder and harder to manage that group. You know, when you get into the thousands and then tens of thousands, you can't know everyone personally. So you want to have a group of people within the community that you trust and that trust you so that they're active out there every day welcoming new members for you and trying to get them engaged. That's what I try to do on Brazen, because we're at that point now where it's scary, where I feel as a community member like I'm losing control, and without my community leaders behind me, I'm totally lost. Let me think. I mean, besides that, I think my number one rule for community managers is to always be giving more than you receive. I think that's a rule for social media in general, is to always be giving more than you receive, because you'll end up getting more than someone who doesn't do that. And I think most community managers know this. I think that's why most community managers go into the field that they're in, because they enjoy helping people. And if you don't enjoy helping people all that much, you probably shouldn't be a community manager. So general rule of thumb, if you think the, you know, community manager thing is snazzy and cool because it's this hot new social media job, really not a job to do if you don't enjoy connecting and helping people every day, because that's what it's all about.
So you mean it's work?
It's work, but, you know, if you enjoy helping people, then it's not as much work as it would be if you didn't enjoy helping people, right? If you love what you do, then it's not really work. It's, you know, it's more of a passion. It's something that you don't mind doing every day. But if you don't like helping people, then it's work. Absolutely.
Go somewhere else, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So I've got a question about community management for you. A lot of folks that are actively managing communities for their companies are also engaged in social media. They're out there on Twitter. They're writing blog posts that are really outwardly facing. And I'm wondering if that's part of what you do as well, and if you kind of see that as all part of community management, or if you kind of separate that from what you're doing on Brazen.
Yeah, it's definitely a part of it. I think one of the most important things a community manager needs to do is to identify other places online where their community likes to hang out. For me, it's Twitter. Twitter is the number one tool that I use outside of Brazen Careerist to connect with my members every day. People actually know how to find me on Twitter and ask me questions, because it's where they like to be, and who am I to tell them that they shouldn't be there? I should be on Brazen more. I think as long as you're embracing the right communities, you're doing a good job being a community manager, because let's face it, you know, the big three, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, people are hanging out there, and if they're a part of your community, you should be hanging out there too. One of the things that you have to recognize though, as a community manager, and I talked to someone earlier about this who I'm sort of consulting with, who's managing their own online community, is that if it's a place where your community is not hanging out, maybe you shouldn't be there in the first place. So in this example, the community manager is on Twitter and having a really hard time connecting with people and wondering why the heck she's even doing it and saying, oh, this Twitter thing's totally overrated. And my answer was, well, you know what? Twitter's not overrated. It's working for a lot of us, but maybe it's just not working for your community, and you shouldn't be wasting your energy up there if your community is not there. And maybe you're just not going about it the right way, and they are there, but it's something that you need to sort of research and find out. Do a head count. Ask people in your community where they like to hang out. So my response to her, a practical solution, was to create a forum topic within her community and ask people, hey, are you guys on Twitter? Maybe I'd like to set up a Twitter list for you guys. So if you're on Twitter, leave your Twitter ID below. She could take a quick head count, find out exactly how many of her community members were on Twitter, and figure out whether or not she should be there or not.
And I'm sorry, Jim was going to say something. I was just saying you've done that in the Brazen Careerist community. There was a Brazen Careerist on Twitter group.
Yep, we got. That's exactly how we did it, and it's actually one of our most engaged groups if you want to go by number of comments, because people get on Brazen and they automatically join this group and put their Twitter ID in there. It's one of the first comments they leave on the site because they want to be a part of that community, and we're actually embracing that by creating a list, an address book, so people on Brazen can connect with each other in other places too. And the fact that they made that connection through Brazen is valuable to us because it makes us a great place to connect with people in Generation Y or in the same sort of profession.
So if I can kind of summarize that, it's know your audience.
Exactly.
What I've found in some communities is that your audience actually uses the phone, so it makes sense to pick up the phone and call them. It might be one of the ways they communicate, right?
Exactly. Don't just make guesses about what your community likes, what they don't like. Go listen to every article out there that tells you need to be on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. That's not true. You need to be on the ones where your community is. And maybe that's one, maybe that's all three. But if you're going to be there, you need to do it right. So, if you're on Twitter and your community is not there, Twitter could actually be hurting you because you're not really doing a good job of connecting with people.
Just final wrap-up question is, looking to the future, the near future, do you see any trends or changes in how communities are run and managed? And say, I won't hold you to a time, but say the next 6 to 12 months.
I think that, and this is where I hope it's going and where I kind of see it going from where I sit as a community manager. I hope that community managers are giving a more level seat, at the table with the rest of the business. As a member of the strategy team, business strategy and community management should be working hand in hand, because when the strategy team is making decisions about how we make money and how the business promotes its products in the marketing and PR department, I think that community managers have some of the most valuable insights for those meetings. And a lot of times what I see happen is, businesses make decisions without consulting their community managers, and the ideas totally flop. And then later on they talk to their community managers and wonder why they didn't talk to them sooner. So what I hope is going to happen, what I think is going to happen, is that community managers are going to be more important to the whole business strategy part of the company.
Well, thanks, Ryan. Ryan Paugh, community manager and co-founder of Brazen Careerist out of Madison, Wisconsin. And you can find Brazen Careerist at brazencareerist.com. Thanks a lot for joining us, Ryan.
Thanks again for having me, guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
You have been listening to Conversations with Community Managers, a co-production of Voce Communications and the Community Roundtable. To comment on what you've heard, email Doug at voceconnect.com or Jim at community-roundtable.com. You can comment on our blog posts at vocenation.com or community-roundtable.com/blog. Subscribe to this series on iTunes or on our blog.